ads courtesy of oddshark.com. For entertainment purposes only, past performance doesn't guarantee future results. For gambling issues, call 1-800-GAMBLER or go to gamblersanonymous.org.
This is Mike James with another edition of Smooth's NFL Football Picks. Week 1 is in the books. Here's how we did with our predictions. Last week's results, head-to-head, we were 9-7. Against the spread, we were 7-7-2. It was a pretty exciting opening week in the National Football League. It's time for our predictions for Week 2. Thursday, September 11th.
Washington, Green Bay.
The Packers are favored by 3.5 points. The addition of former Arizona Cardinals head coach Cliff Kingsbury as offensive coordinator may well be the missing piece for the Commanders' offense. Jaden Daniels with 301 total yards and a touchdown to tight end Zach Ertz, and Deebo Samuel with a 19-yard rushing touchdown as they beat the Giants 21-6. They head to Lambeau Field, where the Packers defense, aided by newly acquired Micah Parsons, stopped the Detroit offense. Jordan Love with 2 touchdown passes in the 27-13 win over the Lions. Both defenses came up big last Sunday, so it could be tough going for getting points on the board. I'm giving the Pack the advantage being at home, but it could swing the other way very quickly on a short week. Smooth's pick, Green Bay 20-17. Sunday, September 14th.
Cleveland, Baltimore.
The Ravens are favored by 12.5 points. Joe Flacco threw a touchdown pass to Cedric Tillman in the third quarter to give the Browns the lead. He also gave up 2 interceptions in the 17-16 loss to Cincinnati. New Cleveland kicker Andrew Smite missed a pair of second-half kicks that could have gave them the upset victory. They head to Baltimore, where Lamar Jackson got off to a fast start against Buffalo, connected with Zay Flowers for one of his 2 touchdown receptions, and he also rushed in for another score. But Derrick Henry fumbled late in the fourth quarter. That resulted in the Buffalo scoring drive. They blew a 15-point lead and lose it on a last-second field goal to the Bills. 41-40 was the final. Henry still had a big night on the ground with 169 yards on 18 carries and 2 scores. The Ravens coming home will be looking for a team to take their frustrations out on. They may just get it. In fact, this is my lock. Smooth's pick, Baltimore 35-13.
Seattle, Pittsburgh.
The Steelers are favored by a field goal. Sam Darnold's debut as the Seahawks quarterback was uneventful, throwing for 150 yards, but he also gave up a fumble. Zach Charbonnet scored early, but that was it. Seattle loses to San Francisco 17-13 on a late touchdown with a minute 44 left to go in regulation. It was a costly loss for the 49ers. We'll tell you why later on in the broadcast. Seattle heads to the Steel City to take on Aaron Rodgers and company. Rodgers threw for 4 touchdowns against his former team, the Jets. Chris Boswell kicked a 60-yard field goal with a minute 8 to go in regulation. 34-32 was the final. Steeler fans may be bearish about having Rodgers as their quarterback. He's going to give them lots of wins, including this game, for their home opener. Smooth's pick, Pittsburgh 27-19.
Buffalo, the Jets.
The Bills are favored by 6.5 points. Baltimore went up 40-25 in the third quarter, and Bills fans started to leave Highmark Stadium. But like Yogi Berra said, it ain't over till it's over. Josh Allen found Keon Coleman for a score. Then a fumble by Derrick Henry led to a rushing touchdown by Allen to cut the lead down to 2. Then after a 3-and-out by the Ravens, Matt Prater with the game-winning field goal to win a wild one for the Bills. Allen with nearly 400 yards passing and 4 touchdowns on the night. They head to the Meadowlands, where Justin Fields had a pretty good game on Sunday despite the loss to Pittsburgh. 266 total yards and 3 touchdowns. Gangrene always plays Buffalo hard at MetLife Stadium. Fields' leadership at quarterback gives him a chance at the upset, but Allen and company just have too much firepower for them to overcome. Smooth's pick, Buffalo 27-24.
San Francisco, New Orleans.
The 49ers are favored by 4.5 points. Third string tight end Jake Tonjes caught a deflected pass for a touchdown as the Niners beat Seattle. He was in at tight end because regular starter George Kittle left the game with an injured hamstring. Brock Purdy was 26 of 35 for 277 yards and 2 touchdowns, and he also threw 2 interceptions. Kittle will be out for this weekend's game against the Saints and for the next 3 to 5 weeks. Meanwhile, Spencer Rattler with 243 total yards, but the offense had a lot of trouble trying to find the end zone against Arizona. They lose it 20-13. Alvin Kamara with the only touchdown for the Saints. Injuries are already starting to pile up for the Niners, and that may well be a chance for the Saints to pull off a big upset this early in the season. However, smooth pick in this one. San Francisco 21-19.
New England, Miami.
The Dolphins are favored by 1.5 points. Mike Vrabel's debut as Patriots head coach was a downer as they fall to Las Vegas. 20-13 was the final. Drake May threw for 287 yards and a touchdown, but he also had an interception that led to the Raiders' go-ahead score. Kayshawn Booty finished with 6 catches for 103 yards in the loss. They head to South Florida, where it was a disastrous opening day for the Fish. Tua Tagovailoa went 14 for 23 for only 114 yards with 2 interceptions and a lost fumble on 1 of his 3 sacks. Devon Achane was the only bright spot, a touchdown reception late in the game. Head coach Mike McDaniels is already walking on eggshells with the horrible showing by his team last Saturday. The Fish will get a better look being at home, but the Patriots will make them earn every yard they gain. Smooth pick, Miami 23-21.
The Rams, Tennessee.
The Rams are favored by 5.5 points. The Rams defense put a hurting on CJ Stroud and the Texans with 3 sacks and interception and held them to only 3 field goals. Matthew Stafford with 245 yards and a touchdown, that puts him over 60,000 yards passing in his career. Puka Nacua with 130 yards receiving as LA beats Houston 14-9. They head to Music City where Cam Ward's debut as quarterback for the Titans was spoiled by the Denver defense. Only 112 yards passing, 4 field goals by Joey Sly was all they could muster as Tennessee loses it 20-12. That same Rams D could make life miserable for the rookie quarterback in his home opener. I like LA to spoil his debut in front of the home crowd. Smooth pick, the Rams 22-16.
Chicago, Detroit.
The Lions are favored by 4.5 points. Chicago got off to a quick start in their home opener. Caleb Williams rushed for a 9-yard touchdown run to open the scoring. Nashawn Wright picked off J.J. McCarthy and would take it 74 yards to the house. They would be in control of the game until the fourth quarter. That's when the offense would stall and the defense would collapse. A touchdown pass to Rome Odunze would be too little too late as the Bears lose it to Minnesota 27-24. They head to the Motor City, where the Lions had all kinds of problems with the Packers' regenerated defense. Jared Goff was taken down 4 times and had an interception. They finally found the end zone late in the fourth quarter, but the outcome was already sealed. Some spark to the Bears' offense gives them hope for an upset, but I like the Lions to turn their luck around at home. Smooth pick, Detroit 30-21.
Dallas, the Giants.
The Cowboys are favored by 6 points. Give Dallas credit, they gave Philadelphia a run for their money with a couple of rushing touchdowns by Javonte Williams in the first half, but they couldn't sustain that pressure against the Eagles' defense, and they lose it 24-20. They head home to take on a Giants team that experienced the same issues as last season, a poorly put together offensive line. They were unable to sustain an offensive drive all game long, and Washington took full control, holding the G-men to just 6 points. With that, they became the first team in 83 years not to score a touchdown in the season opener in 3 consecutive years. The offensive line is still a major issue for Big Blue, and a change at quarterback isn't the answer. If they can get Andrew Thomas back in the lineup, they may have a chance in this game. But without protection for Wilson and opening holes in the run game, it could be a long season. Smooth pick, Dallas, 34-17.
Jacksonville, Cincinnati.
The Bengals are favored by 3.5 points. Second overall pick in this year's draft, Travis Henry, was used mainly as a wide receiver in last Sunday's win against Carolina. 26-10 was the final. He led the team with 6 receptions for 33 yards. Trevor Lawrence with a touchdown pass to Hunter Long. Travis Etienne with 16 carries for 145 yards, including one for 71 yards in the win. The Jags head north to Cincinnati, where the Bengals defense came up with 2 second-half turnovers, including DJ Turner's interception with 1:24 remaining to seal the victory over Cleveland. Joe Burrow with only 113 yards passing, but he did find Noah Fant for a score. The Bengals got out of Cleveland by the skin of their teeth with a win. I expect this game to be just as close, but the Bengals should be able to come out as victors. Smooth pick, Cincinnati 20-18.
Carolina, Arizona.
The Cardinals are favored by 6.5 points. Not a good season opener for Bryce Young, 154 yards passing and a touchdown pass to Chuba Hubbard, but he also threw 2 interceptions and a fumble in their loss to Jacksonville. The Panthers head to the desert to take on the Cardinals, where Kyler Murray gave Kellen Moore his first win as head coach over New Orleans. Murray passed for 163 yards, hitting Marvin Harrison 5 times for 71 yards and a touchdown. Murray also rushed for 38 yards, and his other touchdown toss came on a 4-yard pass to running back James Conner. I see Murray and Harrison hooking up constantly against a weak Panthers secondary. Look for the Cards to do some serious damage. Smooth pick, Arizona 36-17.
Denver, Indianapolis.
The Broncos are favored by 2.5 points. Not the best day for quarterback Bo Nix in his home opener. 2 interceptions thrown and a lost fumble against Tennessee. But he did throw a 22-yard touchdown pass to Cortland Sutton. Newly acquired running back J.K. Dobbins with a 19-yard run late to seal the victory for the Broncos. They head to Indy, where Daniel Jones showed the G-men exactly what they missed out on by not keeping him at quarterback in the Colts' victory over Miami. 272 yards passing and a touchdown, he also rushed in for 2 scores. Was this win for DJ for real, or is Miami just a bad football team? This game will be a big test. In my humble opinion, I expect Jones to come back down to earth against a powerful Denver defense. Smooth pick, Denver 24-13.
Philadelphia, Kansas City.
The Eagles are favored by 1 point, but that could change come game time. Jalen Hurts with 2 rushing touchdowns, Saquon Barkley with a rushing touchdown of his own, as the Eagles held off the surprising Dallas squad in their home opener. They take on a Chiefs team that were stunned in Brazil against their division rivals, the Chargers. Patrick Mahomes with a rushing touchdown and a passing score to Travis Kelce. But the usually reliable defense just couldn't handle Justin Herbert and the Bolts. We'll tell you more about that later in the broadcast. There's a distinct possibility that the Chiefs could go 0-2 if they lose this game. That would be their first time starting the season winless after 2 games in over 10 years. But I don't think that's going to happen. Look for Mahomes and company to get their revenge against defending Super Bowl champions. In fact, this is my upset special. Smooth pick, Kansas City 28-24.
Atlanta, Minnesota.
The Vikings are favored by 4.5 points. The Dirty Birds had a chance to win their home opener against Tampa Bay with a 44-yard field goal attempt by Young Ho Koo. He shanked it wide right, giving the Bucks a 23-20 victory. Michael Penix Jr. with 319 total yards, a passing touchdown, and a rushing touchdown in the loss. They head to Minneapolis, where it was a slow start for J.J. McCarthy. He gave up a pick six and couldn't get a sustained offense going until the fourth quarter. That's when he would find Justin Jefferson for his first NFL touchdown pass. He would give the Vikings the lead on a touchdown strike to Adam Jones Sr. Another rushing touchdown by McCarthy would seal the victory for Minnesota. Final stats, 168 total yards, and those two scores for the win. That grit and determination will go a long way during the season in the Sunday night opener. I like the Vikings to give the Dirty Birds a lot of trouble. Smooth pick, Minnesota 28-21. Monday, September 15th.
Tampa Bay, Houston.
The Texans are favored by 2.5 points. More on that Bucks Falcons nail biter. Baker Mayfield with 206 total yards and 3 passing touchdowns. Two of those were to rookie wideout Emeka Ibuka. He made his return to Mercedes-Benz Stadium, where he won a national championship with Ohio State in January. They head to Houston, where it was an ugly start to the season for the Texans in their loss to the Rams. Only 72 yards rushing for Houston, and they couldn't get into the end zone after a couple of red zone tries. It's a bad sign when your reliable rushing attack completely breaks down like it did last week, and it doesn't get any easier against a tough Bucks defense. If Baker Mayfield connects with his favorite targets, it could be a long night for the Texans. But I give them the slight advantage at home. Smooth pick, Houston, 23-22.
The Chargers, Las Vegas.
The Bolts are favored by 3.5 points. A huge night in Brazil for Justin Herbert, 318 yards passing, 3 touchdowns, and a big win against their AFC West rivals Kansas City to start the season at 1-0. They head to Sin City to take on another divisional rival in the silver and black. Geno Smith with 362 yards and a touchdown. 103 of those yards were to Brock Bowers on 5 catches. Rookie running back Ashton Jeanty had 19 carries for 38 yards and a score in his first NFL game. Another divisional matchup that could have implications at the end of the season. I'm leaning towards the Bolts, but don't be surprised if Smith and company have a big game in the air. That'll make all the difference. Smooth's picking this one. The Chargers, 33-28. And that's Smooth's NFL football picks for Week 2. Join us for Week 3 next Thursday morning at 8:30 a.m. Eastern right here on Smooth Jazz and More. You can also listen on the TuneIn Radio app. Download it for free, and you can listen on your smartphone, tablet, smart speaker, or any Roku player listening device. If you missed an episode of our broadcast, you can subscribe to the Smooth Jazz and More podcast. You can do it for free from any of our preferred providers, including Apple, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, or iHeartRadio. We'll see you next time.
You're listening to Smooth Jazz and More.